Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about death and its relation to hopes and expectations. Both of these topics are very important. Death is also one of the important topics and it has been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. Same thing goes with expectations. For example, we have the following verse of the Holy Quran regarding expectations. The Quran says, "Leave them to eat and enjoy and to be diverted by expectations. Soon they will know," which is a warning against having false expectations and high hopes. In this regard, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said the following, "It has been narrated that he took three sticks and set one of them in front of him, another one next to him, and the third far away from the two. He then asked, 'Do you know what this is?' He asked the people who were watching him, he said, 'Do you know what this is?' To which they replied, 'Allah and His Messenger know better.' He then said, 'This one is man, and this is death next to it. While that one,'" he pointed to the one that was far away, "'that one is expectation, which man entertains about his long life. But death falls upon him prior to his expectations.'" Right? So man, he assumes, or at least he desires that, he wishes that he live a long life so that he can fulfill all of his his goals that he has, in this world. But he doesn't know that death is approaching him and it could, take over at any time. And, death comes and it dashes his hopes and his expectations, which is probably what the verse that we read from the Holy Quran in the beginning of our program, what it probably alludes to. Soon they will know, meaning soon death will come and shatter their hopes and their dreams and their expectations. In the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "If man were to see his death approaching and the speed at which it draws near to him, he would despise expectation." He wouldn't want to hope in anything. He would not expect anything from his life. And he also said, "Expectation makes one forget death. Not only does death destroy expectations, but having, high expectations and hopes and dreams and these kind of things, this kind of makes one conversely forget death and the fact that one is going to die." And finally, Imam Ali also said, "The closest thing is death. أَقْرَبُ شَيْءٍ الْأَجَلِ أَبْعَدُ شَيْءٍ الْأَمَلِ. And the remotest thing is expectations and hopes and dreams." I mean, the closest thing, the most probable thing that's going to happen is that we're going to die. But the least probable thing is that all of our dreams and our hopes will be fulfilled. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at expectation and death in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.